Hey, this is Mike Robbins. Thanks for joining me for this week's audio message. This week, we're talking about distracting ourselves with good stuff. Now, I know that might sound a little strange. I'm actually not a big advocate in purposefully distracting ourselves, at least in a negative way. But I noticed something last week. I came home from a particularly intense day and found myself, as sometimes is the case, sort of stuck in my head, replaying some situations and conversations from the day and kind of wondering, did I do the right thing? Did I say the right thing? Should I have done this or that? And I was having a hard time getting out of that. Well, Michelle and I put the girls to bed and decided to sit down and watch a movie, which we don't get to do as often as we'd like, but it was nice. And we watched The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock, which I love. And I'd seen it before, although Michelle hadn't, so I was excited for her to see it. And I just found myself engrossed in the film and inspired and really engaged. And by the end of it, not only was I moved by the movie, even the second time, but I wasn't in my head anymore about the things I'd been thinking about and worrying about and stressing about prior. Now, this is a normal phenomenon for me and for most of us. We do certain things to distract ourselves, to maybe avoid certain thoughts and feelings. Again, sometimes we do this in a really negative way, in an avoidance way, in a detrimental way, but a lot of times we can do it in a very positive way. And it got me thinking more specifically about how important it is for us to consciously distract ourselves. Now, not avoid our feelings, not avoid our life, not run away from our problems, so to speak. But most of us find some way to escape in life in various ways. And most of the ways that we escape, quote unquote, aren't very healthy. We watch TV endlessly. We surf the internet. We get ourselves so busy we don't have time to really think or, you know, take too much time to worry about what's going on. I know a big one. That's a big one for me. You know, we eat food, maybe we shouldn't. Sometimes we drink or take drugs or whatever it is, whatever your version of escapism or avoidance is. It's not evil, it's not bad, it's not horrible. It's part of being human, but we do it often in a very unconscious way. Sometimes I catch myself on the internet for hours at a time, just kind of surfing around, doing a whole lot of nothing. And at the end of it, I think to myself, gosh, that was a waste of time. Yeah, I was avoiding some stuff. Yeah, I didn't really want to do certain things, but I could have spent that time in a much more positive and productive way. Maybe you can relate to this. Well, what if we decided to distract ourselves with good stuff in a more positive way, consciously choosing to disengage from certain negative thought patterns, if you will, that many of us have a tendency to get ourselves stuck into with the day-to-day intensity of life, and actually consciously took ourselves out of that pattern and started to do and think about and participate in certain things that, yes, would be distracting us, if you will, yes, would be escaping, quote unquote, to some degree, but doing so in a positive way. And if we start to do this more consistently, those distractions can actually become modes of growth for us. So as I was thinking about this more, I made a list, and this is a relatively long list, but it could be much, much longer. And I hope that this list will have you start thinking about things you can do to distract yourself with good stuff. One thing we can do is watch inspiring movies like Michelle and I did. We can take classes or workshops, retreats, things that really engage us and get our mind away from the day-to-day things of life and more into our own growth and development or learning a new skill or a new idea. Meditation is a great way to escape positively. Exercise, taking a walk, particularly a walk in nature, traveling, whether it's a big trip or just simply getting in the car and driving, reading books, ideally books that are inspiring or moving, maybe personal development books that actually allow us to grow and learn and deepen, writing in a journal, writing cards, notes, letters, maybe writing poetry if that's something that you do, or maybe there's a book you've been wanting to write, as many people tell me all the time they have a book in them. Playing with your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, your friends, whoever, just allowing yourself to engage in play. Dancing, volunteering, or helping other people. So often when we help others, we get out of our own head, we get out of our own way, and we remember how not only generous we are, but how much we have to give. Paint, sing, pray, go to a religious service or a spiritual gathering of some kind. Go to a concert, hear live music. As we're getting into the nicer time weather-wise of the year, go outside. There's lots of places and lots of communities where there's outdoor concerts. Or go to a festival of some kind. There's so many things that we can do. And again, this list, as long as it is, just scratches the surface of things that we can do to, quote-unquote, distract ourselves. But do it on purpose. Escape, if you will. But do it in a positive way. Into some good stuff, into things that actually not only touch and move and inspire us, but can enhance our growth, can deepen our awareness, and ultimately have us be in touch with the thoughts, the feelings, and the experiences that we want. And in the process, we get out of our head, we get out of the stress and worry of day-to-day life and trying to figure it all out and make it all work and wonder if we said or did the right thing, which never really leads us to where we want to be anyhow. And if we can remember that it's okay to distract ourselves. We're going to do it anyway, but let's do it consciously. Let's do it positively. Let's distract ourselves with some good stuff. Thanks, as always, for listening. You can stay in touch with me, of course, at my website at mike-robbins.com.